Hot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. Eric Rice is here.
Please stand clear of my coffee. That's what my cup actually says. And in Spanish, por favor, manténgase alejado de mi café.
You're not drinking Mountain Dew?
Goat,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I could play. Michael Gaines, Starman Michael Gaines is here.
I'm going to kick your glass.
Oh, boy. I guess we'll try the commercial again. So this episode is also the same as last week, brought to you by, I almost said GoDaddy again. Go to meeting. glass everywhere. In the shower, yes. With Robert Scoble this week.
Right in the middle of where everybody's talking about privacy and how dorky it looks and what's up with this thing, Scoble posts a picture of himself inside his shower that his wife took, with glass on.
Presumably his wife took.
Yeah, he says he's never taking it off, so he proves it by taking a picture of him in the shower with it.
Well, he was testing the waterproof, water resistance.
Oh, is it supposed to be water resistant? Yeah.
It's not, right? It's like you need to have a warning label following you around. Do not attempt. Closed course. This shower is a closed course.
That picture went viral, and not in a good way.
No. Viral like he picked up something in the gym shower kind of thing.
Yeah.
We all intellectually came down with a bug.
We all came down with planner's warts from Robert Scoble's shower photo. So, yeah. So now, as I think we've discussed in the, several times previously, about how Google doesn't seem to know how to market this thing, we have...
No, hold up. It's not that. It's the fact that their fanboys get ahead of them. I mean, thank God that baby was born today. The first picture of it came from some dude's Google Glass, because they will milk the ever-loving shit out of that to scrub the Scoble shower scene.
Yeah. I guess. No,
and, I mean,
go ahead.
Oh, it's just the thing is, you have so many people that don't know Scoble's history, so they're just like, a guy who works for a data company? Yeah. What's the big deal? And why should we care?
Right.
And, you know... Like in his 40s, right? And naked. And come on. Stop. I don't want this to be the Paul Blart moment, because generally I like wearable technology.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of things to say now. But yeah, so people are like, oh, why do we care about Philip Seymour Hoffman in the shower wearing this thing on his head? So what I meant by not knowing how to market it is just that they do this thing where they, you know, let a few people have it and then make everyone else hate it. Hate those people, rather, and then, you know, there's that. Maybe it's just playing up to the I want what he wants thing, and that's how
that's
you market,
part of it.
I guess I think that's a bad way to do it personally, but you know, whatever. Seeing Scoble in the shower, seeing Scoble get all goofy and giddy about it in interviews, and being like, okay, it's awesome. I don't take it off.
I will never wash this cheek again. Yeah. It's like a Twilight fangirl.
It doesn't make me want it. And
there's a bunch of that. I mean, people first of all get really cheesed off. They're like, ooh, how congratulations, you're going skydiving at the Ritz.
Or there's that, yeah.
The problem that I have with certain technology or anything is that when I feel that something's being pushed on me, I just sort of recoil on that and I go, well, all right, I'll just sort of back away from this and I'll try it out myself someday.
Hey, by the way, people strap GoPros to their helmets and go out in public. Where's the outrage? Oh, that's right. There isn't any.
There's one right here. Yeah. I don't quite – I mean, and – to be fair, I'm like you, Eric. I'm interested in seeing it and messing around with it and trying it out. I think it's a cool idea. You know, seems like
I will tell you right now that if I got Google Glass today, landed on my desk, I would not know how to handle it. I mean, I have a laundry list of shit to do with it, but then there's all this other stuff that I'm like, I'd probably not tell anyone, as much as that would just be painful.
Yeah.
I would certainly not take a picture of myself with it on. I mean, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, unless there's dragons, unicorns, fire, and explosions involved.
I'll take a, I think a sweet photo of my sandwich kind of crooked and cockeyed and post it.
Right.
I've seen some interesting videos with it, but there was one video I saw of somebody playing a violin with it on. Okay, interesting for 5 seconds. That's it. I haven't seen this week. I said this last week, and here another week has gone by. Anything that where somebody said, look at the awesome stuff that Glass can do. The only thing that I've seen about Glass this week is, oh, look, you can hack it.
Yes.
So there's that.
Somebody chopping onions. Okay. So for that kind of educational thing where you need to show, or somebody who's working on something mechanical, or maybe somebody's getting down with a 3D printer, stop driving with them. Motorcyclists probably have a little bit of a free pass for another week. Stop driving them. Stop just taking the same picture that you would take. The only way that we know that it's taken with Glass is you've put a hashtag on it, or we looked at the metadata.
Right.
But other than that, just looking at the picture, you'll be like, oh, yeah, fucking a beach.
I'm wondering if they're promoting the photo stuff. Like, they shouldn't be promoting the photo stuff as much, because exactly what you said, whoop-de-doo. I mean, I ordered, granted, they don't work, but these $16 Chinese take photos with your glasses cam things. And I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I can put this on and take some pictures and be like, oh, good, I can do. But then it's like, I could also just take a picture with this on my head, or I could just take a picture of anything, not even on my head, and say, look, there's a picture of something, and no one would know the difference.
So that's the inherent problem with Google Glass, is that its only output are pictures.
Right.
Well, and they pivoted too, because remember when they came out with that very first video, a bunch of people in augmented, I don't know if I brought this up last week, a bunch of people in augmented reality were like, hold on, you can't quite do that, and here's why.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, these are guys that have been working on this shit since 2005. Fine. And then all of a sudden, one day, Google seemed to magically pivot, and the whole narrative turned to photos, because we can get pissed off at photos, really. Right. Everybody likes taking photos. They like looking at photos. You know, photos are this universal, you can't really get pissed off at photos, right? It's a hobby. It's something you like to look at.
And everybody's doing it all over the place.
But then, once Glass got out there, it was still stuck on photos instead of something that really enhances. Oh, the New York Times. Oh, well, hold on, Blade Runner universe, right? I mean, great. We got the New York Times. Which is only going to please like half the percentage of the population, right? This is America. Right. For liberals. Anyway, so, you know, you got everybody that's got a boner for thinking that the New York Times is some liberal bastion of commie social Muslimism. And so whatever. All right, fine. I can get news headlines while I'm walking down the street. It's like I said, there's that urgency of apps like, will it rain in the next 30 seconds? I need to know. Well, thank God I've got Google Glass. I mean,
yeah.
You pretty much know. It's April? And, you know.
What?
I pretty much know May the worst. Now.
You didn't, no, if you May, had Google Glass, you'd know.
I'm pretty sure if I'm booking a flight to Colorado, I'm probably bringing the ski gloves. Because, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think maybe they're focusing on the wrong thing here. I'm more interested to see what it does for me than to take pictures by blinking. I mean,
but can't. That's the problem. They can't show.
You want to be Tony Stark.
Yeah. I want
to every see person in their heart wants to be a cross between Tony Stark sticking his hand in some augmented armor.
Yeah.
So when you go to Home Depot, you got that shit on lockdown. And two, everybody wants to be Tom Cruise in Minority Report flipping around the holographic displays in front of them.
Yeah.
Totally. With the accuracy of the Terminator. Ain't going to happen.
That's not happening with, at least not with Google Glass, at least not right now anyway. And this is what brings me to the next thing, which is the whole privacy uproar. I don't really see the problem here, because they're not doing anything that hasn't been done in a different form somewhere else. All they've done is rearrange the parts and stuck it on their head.
Well, the difference is that the person who would be taking the picture or doing what they're doing has to be holding the device. Well, they normally have to be holding the device. So if somebody's taking a picture of you at South by Southwest, they're holding up a camera and saying, hey, Matt, you know, and they take a picture. Whereas now you could be anywhere. You could be in a meeting. You could be in – you could be somewhere that a business meeting would be a good example, somewhere that you don't – that the other people don't want themselves recorded, a board meeting or something like that. And they say that there's a way to know, but sure, you can hack it. You can turn the light off.
I mean,
and can I say something really sexist to prove a point?
Sure.
You ever pointed a camera at a woman? What's that reaction you get?
Like,
always. No, no.
Yeah.
I totally sexist, I know, all right, but I'm doing that on purpose. Yeah. Some people just don't want to have their picture taken.
So, I mean, here's a simple thing.
They don't know.
If you're having a top secret board meeting, you could tell who's wearing the damn thing. Be like, hey, look, no Google Glass in here today. Or in the workplace or whatever.
Off. See, the other problem that I saw.
Would you say then you have to take them off?
You have to turn them off.
The argument starts to fall apart because I totally, totally liken it to guns. Totally.
Okay.
Because everybody's got a different purpose for having it. And everyone's got a different perception of the people that have a device, right? Blame the behavior, not the device, right? So you have some people that think you're going to be spying on me. And then the counter to that is, no, you're not that interesting. And then they're like, well, I don't know what you're, you know, I don't know what you're doing. The thing is the unknown. And they're like, well, there's an LED. No, there is not. People are going to see it and they're going to recognize it. And the first thing they're going to think of is camera, 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 camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Google Glass has nothing to do with what you want to do. It's the libertarianism of technology. Great. You're going to put Google Glass on and help little old ladies across the fucking street. But you know what? The rest of the world does not see that. The rest of the world doesn't believe you can be trusted to do the right thing. That's why libertarianism is kind of like a punchline, right? It's great in theory on paper. Yeah, I'd make a great libertarian. Until I realize the rest of the world probably can't be trusted, and so some stuff needs to be left alone, some stuff needs to have a nanny, right? You get that fine middle. And if it's always about camera, 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 yeah. And then you've got these really – I mean, Scoble's got 3.5 million followers on a social network run by a fucking search engine. And he says, I'm going to go into bathrooms, and by the way, here's a picture of myself. Are you trying to kill the device?
Yeah.
ABC News ran that photo.
Yeah.
And it just – CNN, every major news outlet now is going on the privacy. And you know how Americans are.
It doesn't matter.
It's an American thing.
There was one other point that Scoble made, which everybody seems to either ignored or forgot, is that Scoble made a post where he says, by the way, this picture was not supposed to go up. It's very easily to accidentally post something to Google+. And – where you don't see anybody saying that. So he posted this picture of some woman that was not supposed to go up to Google+.
It was actually a wide angle of like a conference floor in an airport or something. I think it was an airport.
Yeah.
It was like some lady standing off doing some performance art thing or whatever.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about his shower photo wasn't supposed to go up.
No.
I'm like, really? He's going to go with that now? Come on.
Well, I think that what the reality is that Google Glass is – an experiment, and people don't seem to understand that. And experiments can go wrong. This is not something that I particularly think is a very mature technology. Yeah, maybe it's running Android. Maybe it's running Ice Cream Sandwich. Maybe you can call those mature. But the way it's being interacted with is not. And I think that's where a lot of these problems are, is you take your two points, you know, Matt and Eric, your points, and you mix it up with the maturity or the immaturity of the product, then you've got a problem.
And the irrationality of humans.
I know that, as geeks,
I know as geeks we think we're smarter than everybody else, right? And, well, I would never use. There go. Here's my, you know, definitive fact. No. Being an evangelist is not about what you think. It's just not.
Right.
And that irrationality of that. Common man, I know they're not up to snuff to ride around in your fucking Tesla, but you know what? There's a reality to that. On top of it, it would be nice to see a screenshot of the UI, so at least we've got some hope of Tony Starkism to cling to.
That's what I want. That's what I want to see, and I haven't seen that. I've seen demos of it.
Well, they've got the demo now where the timeline cards are hovering out in front of them. It's like, great. That's totally not what it's like.
Yeah, and if they're not careful, if they don't figure out a different way to steer this whole thing other than like the photos thing, then they're going to run into it is like you said, Eric. It's going to be like they're going to have signs on doors like in Texas that say no guns, no knives, no Google Glass. And pretty soon you're not going to be able to wear it anywhere. Places are going to be like, no, you can't bring that in. You can't wear
this,
that. And then nobody's
exactly
going to be able to wear it anywhere. You'll be able to wear it.
This is what happened with the Segway.
Yeah.
This is what happened with the Segway. And Scoble actually said, no, it's not like a Segway, and here's why. Yeah. The rules for where you could have a Segway were yeah. all over the board.
Yeah.
People couldn't even figure out how to classify it. And you know what? Stop talking about spy cameras and stop talking about, well, I can already do this with my cell phone. Are you inviting some just insane lawmaker to start attempting laws to ban things? Because everybody wants to ban something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and give them a reason.
You reminded me that there was a bar in Seattle that banned Google Glass.
Yeah, before it even right. came, I remember that.
And I think it was kind of half a gag. The guy said it was half a joke. But
they're going to be the first ones to do it.
It takes one guy to do it. And guess what? People are like, remember that bar in Seattle? Right. Just like they go, remember that shower scene? Yeah, you know. And if it, and if it's not an outright ban of photography in public spaces, which could get sticky because of we don't have a right to privacy, you have to think like, okay, how is it's like the people that want gun control. So they can't get gun control. So they find these creative ways to make it really difficult. Lower magazine clip, you know, lower capacity magazines, things like that. Okay, someone's going to try and get a whole bunch of right to consent laws in there, which are somehow connected to a surveillance bill to protect terrorism. Because there was a news article that said 70% of Americans are for increased surveillance because terrorism. Boston is being paraded around like the reason we need a camera in every corner of society.
We already have one.
Right. The difference is I think people are far more comfortable with the security thing, the security theater, than a guy they don't know. At least there is accountability with – there's an at least a perceived accountability with a government or a corporate institution. I'm not really worried about the security cameras at 7-Eleven. And even if I thought, yeah, there's a guy in the back room fapping to my picture, I'm not really concerned.
Getting the Slurpee, yeah.
Yeah, look at that hot Slurpee action. No, I'm not really even thinking about that. And it will probably come to light and they'll get busted for it anyway. But that has a corporation behind it. And even the government. Yes, governments have some sort of accountability and some check and balance. Scoble does not.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, there's no I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to see what happens with this. I almost want to say, given Google's track record with things, with products, it'll probably just fall off to the side, and then it'll disappear.
It'll be canceled next week.
Wouldn't that be a shame, though? People spend $1,600 on this thing, and then Google says, nah, it's not going to work, just like everything else they do.
There's no
sure. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if that happened, like, you know, next year we're not even thinking about this. You know, or like we talked about last week, if Apple comes up with something that's going to be better, because it will be if Apple does it. And then
see, that's the difference between Google and Apple, is that Google doesn't have to, or Apple doesn't have to go through all this trouble, and they don't need Scopus.
Yeah, I know. The nightmare and the emotional drama baggage is happening for them. They don't need to do a damn thing. All they need to do is figure out how to get a display and a camera that's transparent that fits between two pieces of glass so you can't even see the thing in the first place.
Right,
right there, the cultural comfort level. Even though they know, oh, you've got a camera in your eyeglasses, but I don't even know, out of sight, out of mind, would make them win. And that will piss off.
Well, the thing is that every time Apple knows how to make everything cool and make people want it and make it all like, I mean, nobody even questioned the iPhone or what it could do and everything, because it was,
they also
don't, you could see what it could do. And
do they also try to be all things to all people?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It's like I said this someplace today. I said, look, the culture of the company comes into play of the product.
Yeah.
Google's joke is Skynet. If there was Microsoft Glass, we'd be hearing blue screen of death jokes. If it was an Apple Glass, it would be like, oh, it must cost $20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of sheep paying $20,000 a pair, right? You know that's true, right? Google already has the creep factor kind of baked in a little bit.
They do, actually.
Google Now, I really like, but I get creeped out by it. I search for somebody for, like, whatever informational purposes who happen to be in my town, and then I pick up my phone, and Google Maps had directions to their office. That's kind of creepy. I'm done with Chrome for a bit. I have to deal with the fat pig that is Firefox, but jeez. That stuff just starts adding up. It's death by a thousand little cuts.
Well,
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Oh, we'll get to Tony Stark, but I don't know. I don't know if anybody cares if you wear your Google Glass if you're in a meeting across the internet using. you can do this, you know, with the GoToMeeting from Citrix, and you know, some of those people out there might be business type people listening to this show. Probably not, but might be. they could be. And
I'm
closing
my eyes.
If you have your own business or you want to work from home, maybe you you know, are hungover after that company meeting and everybody wants to have a meeting from home, they can use GoToMeeting. Because what it does is you can you know, talk to each other, have your business over the internet. Using the HD Faces feature, everything looks really good. And sorry, they don't have the blurro vision if you don't want to see people that you don't like at work. But it's pretty easy to set up. You you just start up your meeting session, you invite some people, and then turn on HD Faces video conferencing, and then you can even share your screen. Just make sure you don't have your Farmville or Facebook up while you're doing that. Or,
did you say HD?
It does say HD Faces is the name of the feature, yes.
Nice.
And no word if there's a Google Glass app yet, but there is one for your iPhone, your iPad, and your Android phone. So you can go, you can get those apps. You can try the whole thing out for free for 30 days by just visit gotomeeting.com and click the try it free button. Use the promo code podcast and give it a shot. And yeah, so there you go. We'll see what it says for Google. If Google Glass is around long enough for people to start making apps for it, maybe you can. And if you could like somehow turn around so you can see your face, you could have a meeting.
The future is a magical place.
The future. Okay, so back to Tony Stark. We have the movie comes out Friday, right? Iron Man 3, I think.
Yeah. We have our tickets already.
Oh yeah? You just saw two like last week.
Yeah. So
I just thought it was, and you said you didn't like it that much.
Oh, no, but 3 looks good. Oh, well, I liked 1. 2 was, 3 looks good. People have been saying, some friends of mine over in Europe that have seen it already said it was very good, so.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. There's a, I saw, let me see if I can find it. Somebody, I think it's a Thai video from, like, Thailand. These guys put together a shot-by-shot version of the trailer with just, like, fake helicopters and like a Barbie dream house and fireworks and cardboard all over the place. It's actually done pretty, it's so bad it's good kind of thing. We'll put a link up for that. Or you can look on YouTube for, I don't know what it's called. Thai Sweeted by FEDFE, whatever the heck that means. Yeah, I totally forgot that was kind of, I may go see it Friday.
I think you should go see it Friday.
We should all go see it Friday so we can talk about it next week. Eric doesn't like superhero movies.
I can handle Iron Man. That's fine. But
yeah, Iron Man okay?
Right. Yeah, I like it because I think Robert Downey Jr. is awesome.
He's a good Tony Stark, too. He basically is.
None of the other movies even interested me.
The other superhero movies or the other Iron Man movies?
No, the Iron Man movies I liked. Hulk, eh. When I found out that the guy that played the Hulk in the Avengers wasn't in the other Hulk movies, I'm like, well, all right, not interested. Thor, are you kidding me? Captain America, no. Did I miss any?
Well, Fantastic Four.
No, you mean in like Avengers?
Who else was in Avengers that had their own movie?
I think
America, Thor.
I think you got them all.
Iron Man.
I don't recall having seeing a Hawkman movie.
The last movie I saw in the theater was Hunger Games. The next one will probably be Ender's Game. I can't even remember what I saw in the theater before Hunger Games.
I saw a photo of what's his name, who's in Iron Man in Ender's Game with a bunch of tattoos.
Oh, Ben Kingsley?
Ben Kingsley, yeah.
Yeah, he's Mazer.
Amazer. Amazeballs.
I think actually I hadn't been to a movie theater in like 12 years prior to Hunger Games.
Well, there's a trailer out for the second one.
Because I got a home theater, right?
Teaser, I guess.
You know, My couch is awesome.
Yeah. I don't mind going to the theater once in a while. I don't. I
mean, it would have to be an epic thing. I wanted to go see Tron, but I just never got around to it.
I didn't see that in the theater. You can go see Star Trek.
Oh, yes.
We've got more Star Trek news.
Haven't we seen the whole movie now?
No.
The 3D trailer, the last one?
That's right. That's tomorrow.
It came out today, I thought.
No, tomorrow, May 2nd. Mm-hmm. So they've been putting out these little 30 seconds. April. That's right. They've been putting out these little 30-second spots, and they had this mini viral thing where you posted a picture or a Vine with a hashtag, the 1701, and then something would happen. Well, this morning, my doorbell rings, which never happens unless it's Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, God.
Except the only reason why I looked out the window is because I heard a truck, and it was FedEx, and they dropped off a tube. And it had my name on it, obviously, and it said from Paramount Pictures. I'm like, what the hell is this? It turns out that because I signed up for this thing a couple days ago and I posted my picture on Instagram, apparently the first 1,701 people that posted got a free 27x40, nice, glossy one sheet, pair of 3D glasses with the red, blue, and a little thing that says the 3D trailer will be out on May 2nd and go here, you can watch it. So that wasn't bad. I got a free poster.
So 1,000 people are going to get to see the trailer in 3D.
Well, no, anybody can watch it. It's just that you need the glasses.
Right. I have some red and blue ones around here somewhere.
So that was good. There's a lot of little stuff going on. Try not to spoil it for myself, because I figure if I can wait 4 years, I can wait another 2 weeks.
Yeah, I gave up with. I'm like, I've seen so many trailers. I can't keep up with the trailers and the trailers for the trailers. And I'll wait and just watch. Yeah. It's one of those things where I get so hyped that I just turn it off because I know what happens when I join the hype. Then I go see it. I'm like, oh, huh.
Well, the reviews coming out of Europe are saying that it's very, very good.
So, yeah, and evidently they've been lying to us, so I'm excited about that, actually.
I don't know about that.
I'm excited.
Well, no question, it's very good. I don't doubt that.
But, you know, it's probably not, but you know,
we'll see.
What's probably not going to be good is Transformers 4. They just added Kelsey Grammer to it, so maybe.
Did they really?
Maybe I'm just too much of a gamer. It's like, this was a game, if it was like, you know, Far Cry 4, I'd be like, ooh, yeah.
Video game movies are rarely any good.
No. Not video game movies. Video games. The sequels always...
I see.
You know, the tech got better, so they're pushing the envelope more. You know, they're...
That's true, yeah.
New stuff. Maybe it's just because I'm more of the interactive type that I'm just like, movies are just so passive and... I don't do anything in a movie. I just sit there.
I don't know. I like movies. Did you see the video of this guy, this kid? Or I guess it was a guy. Made a Transformers robot costume with all these...
Yes,
I did see that. That was slick.
That was damn impressive and expensive.
Did it say how much it was?
I don't remember.
I don't know either. Yeah, that's Well, Eric might be. Maybe you'd be interested in a movie made of single atoms as the characters.
You see that? I thought that was pretty impressive. IBM.
Yeah.
IBM made a movie by moving atoms.
It's a short stop motion video.
Yeah,
made of single.
The dude walking, yeah.
I mean, at that point, that's a mic drop moment. It's like, look, we made a movie made of atoms.
It's one of the. It's either that or it's like, okay, Phil, you're fired. You have way too much time in the lab.
Yeah,
you're making stop motion pictures with atoms. Sorry, we're not paying you for that. And then he'll end up getting a job somewhere. It's like the. Did we talk about the dude that swore on the? On TV, the news guy, and how he's like on
Leno
and
Jason
and everything now. Yeah, if you're gonna be bad, be the best at it.
I know.
If you're a guy that makes commercials for Mountain Dew and it's terrible.
pretty terrible.
I didn't hear about this till just we were talking about it before the show. This is Lauren Feldman quality stuff right here. who I don't think he's
Mountain
a
Dew came out with a commercial that was very, very bad. And
bad.
It got pulled. And as soon as it gets pulled, everybody finds it. And it was funny, a couple of the news sites that had it, it was pulled by PepsiCo for copyright violation. No. Right. You don't want. And apparently, I can't even wrap my head around this. So aside from the fact that it pissed off everybody, you know, it had all sorts of racial elements. I mean, it was basically this battered woman looking at a lineup of like all black guys, were they?
Pretty much, yeah.
They were all black and a goat. And the goat was like, yeah, snitches get stitches, you rat me out. And it's obvious that the goat is the one. The goat's name was Felicia. The goat is the one that beat up this woman. And she's just too terrified to finger him because the goat's sitting there threatening her. You know, and the DA or whatever and the police are all like, come on, we know who it is. Just you have to say it.
Just, and, you know, he's yeah, like, just do it, is what the thing
everybody
is.
In this awful, just, it's just a shitty commercial. So if you take all of that and put it up on a shelf and be like, yes, it was race and sex and abuse and just all this gnarly shit, put that on a shelf for half a second and look at the commercial for what it was. It's still a giant WTF.
Yeah, I'm reading some of the comments on YouTube because you can find it still on YouTube. And
yeah.
People are just, most of the comments are WTF. It's just,
it doesn't even make sense as a commercial. No,
they're like, this guy's like, or woman, I don't know who this is. Wow, people are really confused about the racist part. Here we go. Lots of things are wrong here. All the people in the lineup are black, and not just black, over the top, stereotypical black thugs. This includes the way the goat is talking. You better not snitch on a player. Snitches get stitches, foo. And you thought you was gone, catch me. I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to do you up. All this versus a beat-up white woman.
Yeah, I'm going to do you up. And then it was basically like the lead cop that was on the other side of the glass of the lineup is drinking a Mountain Dew, and it's just like, come on, just
yeah,
do
he's
it
trying
up.
To he's trying to get the woman to finger the pipe.
Now,
and just
apparently
to,
this
just
is all directed
it.
By some like shock artist.
Tyler, the creator, I guess?
Yeah, Tyler, the creator. Whatever, okay.
It's no tech nigga.
It,
you look that up, folks.
Yeah, jeez. That's actually a thing.
That's a thing.
So, yeah, apparently this guy does this kind of outrageous stuff, and it's, you know, it's the all the everything, right? And so he goes on to making commercials that don't necessarily play well in Peoria.
Yeah. I don't. There's a guy who evidently is black, as he says he is, and his icon is on this thread on YouTube, who says it's not offensive to him as a racist thing, but it is like, what? What is happening here?
I just wonder how many people that got through that said, yeah, that's good, run it.
Right, exactly. I think that about a lot of commercials and a lot of movies where I'm like, what? Like, or even like that show Splash that I've talked about before.
Oh, yeah, that.
I don't know how they got anybody to be on that show, let alone celebrities to be on that show. Because if someone came to me, I'm not a celebrity, and was like, hey, you know what? We're doing the show where you dive. I'd be like, nope. Like,
I mean,
who's going to watch that?
I am convinced that troll culture has just worked its way into corporate America, and everybody has gone into this knowing full well what the result is. They know full well a boycott doesn't mean shit. I mean, come on. How many times has GoDaddy pissed off the universe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and nobody cares. The CEO is still the same. There's still flashing tits everywhere. It's still the regular old GoDaddy. They just haven't made noise lately, and everybody's found...
They only do that for Super Bowl.
...be pissed off about. Justly or unjustly, it doesn't even matter where what the intent of the outrage is. It's still, there's no GoDaddy thing. And your boycott did it what exactly? Nothing. I'm convinced that these guys go in and go, how can we just piss off a bunch of people, get a lot of press, work it for about a week and a half, and then go back to business?
Well,
did you see McDonald's ad?
We weren't thinking about Mountain Dew yesterday.
Did you see the McDonald's ad that that people were really upset about? It was on the where was it? Was it Boston? I don't remember where it was. But it was a picture of a woman with her head in her hand. She looked really depressed. And then there was a caption next to it that said, yeah, there are other people that like Burger King too, or something like that. And it got yanked because people were upset that they were associating depression, which is a serious thing, with McDonald's. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because McDonald's said that was not an officially approved
ad. That's what they always say.
And it's like this Mountain Dew thing. It's like, well, how does this stuff get past everybody and then printed and then distributed and whatever?
I'm telling you, it's got to be on purpose. The only way.
It could very well be.
Yeah, it has to be. How do you sign off on that stuff? Yeah.
Because did McDonald's close suddenly? No.
No.
Well, if you're hating Mountain Dew, do they still sell Mountain Dew in vending machines? This guy made a... He posted a video. He made a robot that he sticks in the bottom of a vending machine, and it steals soda. It's remote control. It has those arms that come up, and you can like it's almost like a game, like a claw game. And it comes up and like that's actually like a really like he put this thing together. That's pretty genius. But then he's like evil genius guy. Like used it to go steal soda. I don't know. I'll post the video. It's kind of cool. Also cool, Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 completes first rocket-powered test flight. This thing looks like a milk carton that they put a firecracker to. And just like,
yeah, it sort of does. It's just pretty impressive what they're doing. I mean, they're doing more than NASA does.
Oh, and SpaceX too. Yeah.
Yeah, SpaceX too.
We have to go up with now it's like, hey Russia, can we tag along?
Yeah, I know.
We say this on the internet, which is basically invented because, oh crap, Sputnik went up. We got to get our thing, our butts in gear, quick.
Mm-hmm. Well,
let's make this network to survive the evil Russians, and then boom, here we are.
People can we can see Google Glass videos from Spaceship Two for the uber rich that are going up in this thing. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, that's the difference between this and SpaceX. This is going to be more for travelers, consumers. SpaceX is more basically like NASA now.
By the way, if anybody is listening to this while wearing Google Glass, okay, Glass, donkey porn.
can you get podcasts on Google Glass?
Yeah. You can. You can actually watch. I think you can listen to podcasts. You can watch a little bit of video.
Yeah.
Mm. Not a lot. They recommend. Please don't watch a lot.
Does anybody know what the battery life is on this thing?
I heard it's abysmal. Let's drop all of the cultural stuff. From an actual mechanical review, yeah, the battery life is probably worse than people expected it to be under normal uses. I mean, you know. We know anybody that's ever played with Ingress on an Android phone knows that within like 30 seconds, your battery is like on fire from that game because you're firing everything. It's got rich graphics and there's, you know, the GPS is on full tilt and everything's going on. I think in Gadget's review said, whatever, it's a thing, but the battery is horrendous. Yeah. First gen technology, that's probably going to be the case.
Yeah. If we'll see if it gets to second gen.
there is first gen technology, and then there's been enough technology in the last 20 years that first gen right now really shouldn't be that bad.
You should know about how to make batteries by now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess no streaming Netflix on this thing?
I forgot. I don't think so.
Well, you probably won't be able to see a bunch of movies anyway if you wanted to, because evidently they lost 1800 classic movies.
Yeah,
they lost the rights.
Yeah, was the what happened? Muted my mic. Auto muted my mic. They lost the Warner Brothers catalog because Warner Brothers is setting up their own system. Because I mean, why not? Why not just pay them $10 a month for a fraction of everything that's out there? It's so ridiculous. It's like, I understand that companies want to keep it, and you want to talk about walled gardens and everything. Yeah, I understand that Warner Brothers wants to have their own stuff. Fine. But the problem is that now you're charging other people $10 a month, and Netflix charges, what, $8 or $9 a month or something like that for streaming?
For everything else,
and people are not going to pay an extra $10 a month to you and then anybody else, because now it becomes 50. Let's say there are 5, 6, 7 of them. Now it's $50, $60, $70 a month to stream stuff. But just keep it on Netflix and then have Netflix raise their price $1 a month. I don't care.
They're going to shoot themselves. This sounds like a Sony move, really.
Right. What are you talking about? Warner Brothers?
I don't know. I use Netflix from time to time. But
I use it all the time. Well, I have to use it for This Week in Trek, but I use it a lot. The kids use it a lot, and it's just very damn convenient.
Oh yeah, definitely. No.
I just don't understand the whole financial thing with this. It's like, because Warner Brothers is now putting out, they're spending all this money to build this infrastructure for movie streaming.
And yeah, they're doing this when Netflix has more subscribers than HBO.
Right. So why?
Are you licensing
your stuff?
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know what they're probably looking at? They're looking at those series, those Netflix exclusive series that they're doing. And they probably
Amazon's making.
They're probably going to want to do something like that. Warner Brothers is going to want to start putting their shows, WB shows or whatever. I mean, because they have TV already. They have movies. They can do their own exclusive thing. That's the only way they're going to get people over there, is they have to have exclusive stuff.
I suppose, but
I mean, they're going to have to do something more than just be like, you can't watch Warner Brothers movies anywhere else. People will just be like, all right, we won't watch Warner Brothers movies then.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe you'll be able to get a subscription with using Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin in the news again. Bitcoin news.
Do we have a little thing for that? We should have a little thing for that. We should
have a thing for that at this point.
This was hilarious. There is a company. Let me just bring this up to remind. Oh, right. Esports Entertainment Association put out an update for their software. It turns out that it was an April Fool's joke. It had a Bitcoin processor in it, and it racked up $3,600 in Bitcoin value, whatever. So it made $3,600 in Bitcoins for this company, and people were furious. There was one person who said that their GPUs were fried because of this thing.
Because it was working in the background.
Yeah, it's working in the background, and they apologize. But man, you want to talk about something that you should never do. And again, who said this is a good idea? Who approved this crap?
Right.
You know, look, April Fool's joke or not, no.
That's bad.
Something you don't do.
Yeah.
So the company now has $3,600 in Bitcoin and nothing.
Millions in lawsuits.
Yeah. You can use that money to pay the lawyers.
They'll probably go out of business because of something like this. Yeah,
probably.
That's bad. I don't have any RoboCop news either. That's weird.
What?
I know.
What?
The hell? Are they still making the movie? How do I know?
No trailer for the trailer for the trailer?
I heard that RoboCop is actually, he works in engineering on the Enterprise.
And he's actually going to be just wearing Google Glass and not the helmet in the movie.
Oh, you see, that's funny because that's sort of what Google Glass was back then.
Kind of. I think that's it. You guys got anything else?
No, I'm just doing a quick search for RoboCop and no. Yep. Nothing.
No paranoid Dan Aykroyd news? No. I was called paranoid hopeful. He's a paranoid hopeful or hopeful paranoid. Actor, I don't know where
to want to be paranoid.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, still got his vodka, so there's that. It's actually pretty good vodka. That's it. Starman, what's your shows, yo?
I don't know. I do some silly show with Eric. No, we do World of Warcast, which is about World of Warcraft. And we no, I do This Week in Trek with Daryl. I do the Infinite Loop show with Casey, and I do the Hooniverse, which is about Doctor Who, with Nicole Wakeland. So those are all my shows. You can find them all at the d20network.com.
You sure you don't want to do a Game of Thrones show?
Did you watch it this past week?
I did.
It's like This Week in Dragon Porn.
Fair enough.
Somebody said that.
Is that why we all watch it?
No. Somebody said that that Game of Thrones is nothing more than glorified porn. I'm like, you know, I could see people seeing it that way, but no.
I saw.
There's no porn one week. I don't go, rah, 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 where's my. Rah, rah. No.
I don't watch it for the porn. No, it's a good. It's written well. It's a good show. I did see, speaking of like sort of porn, I saw Spike TV listed on a website, not anything official, but just on a website. Someone called it PG porn, and then in parentheses it said Spike TV. Like, yeah, I guess it's kind of like that. I don't know.
I watch it. I don't know.
I don't have Spike TV either. Eric, what you doing?
You know. Just seeing what exciting non-things are on my Windows phone. Yeah. Hey, Sharks won. Beat the Canucks. So sorry, Vancouver.
Bah, bah, bah.
Maybe this year we'll get into the Stanley Cup.
Maybe this year. Was there hockey, I guess? Is this still the hockey from the short season hockey?
Or is this is still, yeah.
Oh. This is a pretty long short season.
Well, yeah. Right. I don't know. I should start watching soccer, football.
Football?
Football, yeah. Football. Soccer, not hand egg.
What's your not football Americano? what's your Twitter there, Mike?
Where AmeriGross on Twitter.
I'm StarMike on Twitter.
I'm Langley on Twitter. I did stop into app.net tonight for the first time in forever and a big long list of ramblings from one of our friends. So things are still there, I guess. Mm-hmm. Can you get app.net on Google Glass?
Maybe, if you pay for it.
Probably. No. Those developers, the app.net developers can't.
They can't afford Google Glass.
All right, that's it then. I guess we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Glass, log off.